yesterday. In some way, for me, it was kind of a day of confessions. There was a retreat going on over at the Old Parish Center on Avenue H. And when I walked in, I think there was more than 100 people there. And I had about an hour that I could give to hearing confessions. I knew Father Ted was coming in, but I also knew I'd never get them all heard. And then I went from there to hearing confessions here, and then to a wedding, and then back to confessions here. So I heard a lot of confessions yesterday. And somewhere in the middle of all that, I was thinking about that reading, and I thought, well, there's not many of us who could say, I've kept all those commandments, like that young man did in that gospel reading. You know, if we look at that young man, well, it doesn't say young man, I think it's other gospels put him as a young man. But if we look at that man who came running up to Jesus, you know, our first evaluation of him would have to be, he was a good guy. You know, he kept those commandments, he said. He had done it from his youth. And then his question was, what more do I have to do to gain eternal life? And what does Jesus end up doing with him? Jesus invites him to come deeper. He had been trying to be good on his own. He had been trying to obey the law of God. But suddenly Jesus gives him an invitation to come follow him. An invitation to walk deeper into the very life of God himself. That's an invitation that Jesus gives to each and every one of us. Come follow me. You know, we too, like that young man or that man, sometimes think if we can just obey the commandments, we're in. When we die, we're going to heaven. And yet that's not the way it is. Because if it were possible to get to heaven by just obeying the commandments, then we could save ourselves. And we can't do that. There's nothing I can do here that can force God to give me eternal life. I have to receive eternal life in the way that God has planned for me. And God has planned for us to come to eternal life through Jesus, his Son. Jesus says in the gospel reading, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. But Jesus invites each and every one of us to come to him, to follow him, to be his disciple. Now, that usually involves a cost. You know, like that young fellow in the gospel today, Jesus asked him to let go of something. And he also asked us to let go of things. And sometimes that's what keeps us from following Jesus. We have a fear deep down inside of ourselves. What is he going to ask me to let go of? What is it that I have, or what is it that I cherish so much that I'm not sure I want to let it go? It's a fear I've known in my life. I think it's a fear that every one of us have known. Yes, we want eternal life. But what is it that Jesus is going to ask of us? I think what is needed is deep trust. Trust that Jesus, whatever he asks of us, and it could be different for any one of us here, whatever he asks of us is not for our destruction. It's not for our misery. It's for life. Jesus is always calling us to life. And whatever demands He may place upon us, yes, they may have moments of hardship, and it may involve moments of sacrifice and even of pain, but it's for life. He invites us to come to a deeper, to a richer, to a fuller life. And we find that life only in union with Him. We don't know what happened to the man in the gospel, except he went away. We don't know if he ever found the courage to follow Jesus. But that's not important for us now. What's important for us now, are we willing to follow Him? Not to follow Him is to choose death. To follow Him is to choose life. And He calls each and every one of us to that, to follow Him and to come to the fullness of life.